Welcome back to the Murph and Andy Show, live on 1460 KXNO. And we are glad to present the long-awaited triumphant return of the NPR Sports Cash with Paul Robin Pixner and Elliot Feinberg.
Well, hello. Thank you for this opportunity today.
That is the voice of Elliot Feinberg, and I believe we also have Paul Robin Pixner. Paul, are you there? Paul Robin, I'm sorry.
Yes,
Paul.
I'm Paul Robin Pixner.
Paul Robin Pixner.
From the NPR Sports Cash.
Right, I just introduced you.
Well, thank you for the introduction. We're excited to be on your radio program this afternoon.
All right, already you can see how this might have gotten away for these two. Now, you both have really high IQs, but you were fired from the sound-off program for trying to talk about sports. But you feel like you've learned, you've progressed, you've studied? Well, Elliot?
I'll go ahead and let Paul Robin give his side of the story there. I don't believe that that's quite an accurate summation of what happened, but if you see it that way...
That is correct, Elliot. We decided to go our separate way from sound-off and focus solely on the game of sports.
The game of sports. Let's get to that because this is one of the most anticipated sports weeks of the year.
Now, I don't want you, don't build it up too far now yet. We are still a bit, we are neophytes at best at this point, but we'll do the best that we can here. We understand that you have a basketball hoops tournament going on, and we have done a little bit of research so that we could catch up and give you what we believe is our somewhat educated opinion at this point.
Okay, it is the 2018 NCAA tournament, and almost anyone in America participates in a bracket. You can take part in one right here at 1460 KXNO at KXNO.com. So we're going to have you, with all your intelligence and your many degrees and your research, help our listeners fill out their bracket. Let's start. Can we start with you, Elliot Feinberg, with the South region? Does that sound good?
That sounds just fine. If you'd like to begin there, I'd be happy to make your acquaintance.
Let's get it started with the 1 seed Virginia going against the 16 seed UMBC.
Well, I'll tell you, Keith, this seems like a tough call, but our staff here at NPR did a deep dive and was able to find out that the name of the team of the Virginia basketball hoops is the Cavaliers, while the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, known colloquially as UMBC, is the Retriever. Now, a Retriever is a dogged, tireless little competitor, while a Cavalier, on the other hand, is a haughty, supercilious character prone to overconfidence. I think anyone in his or her right mind would pick UMBC, Keith.
So the 16-seed UMBC over the 1-seed Virginia, something that has never happened. So there's your first pick. Let's get to the 8-9 game. It's Creighton.
That's a good pick, Elliot. I think Elliot did a fine job.
Okay.
You'll, I would point out...
You'll get your turn, Paul Robin.
Names mean more than numbers.
Names mean more than numbers. Okay, well, the 8-9 game, 8-9 matchup, is Creighton against Kansas State out of the Big 12.
Kansas State is the Wildcats. Creighton is the Blue Jays. Creighton is the higher seed. We at NPR find that to be laughably ironic because, in actuality, Wildcats, specifically feral domesticated cats, are much to blame for the dramatic decrease in American songbird populations. A typical Wildcat can eat as many as 9 Blue Jays in one day. I'll take Kansas State, but not with a clear conscience, Keith.
The 5-12 matchup is the Kentucky Wildcats and the 12-seed Davidson.
Zachariah Davidson was a fiery, gutsy old cuss. His friends called him Old Iron Colon. Meanwhile, Kentucky is known for having the worst educational system in the country, so it's hard to imagine any team from there being successful at anything at a collegiate level. I'll take Davidson.
And you've done quite a bit of research on this.
Absolutely.
The 4-13 game is Arizona against Buffalo.
I might ask, what is the name of the Arizona basketball hoops team?
The Wildcats.
Wildcats again. Well, in Arizona, that could either be the Jaguar or the Ocelot, as they're both indigenous. But there is a huge difference between an Ocelot and a Jaguar, so I would need to know which one it is.
It's just the Wildcats. Again, they are the 4 seed, and Buffalo is the 13.
Well, in that case, I'll take a city known for its blue-collar work ethic over a state known for blasé retirement communities any day. Buffalo is the pick.
Buffalo is the pick. The next game in the South here, as we talk with NPR's Elliot Feinberg, is the 6-seed Miami of Florida, not Ohio, against the 11 Loyola Chicago champion of the Missouri Valley Conference.
By the University of Miami, known as the home of the renowned Rosenthal School of Marine and Atmospheric Science. They're the ones who successfully made it a squid with a flip-flop. Miami is an excellent school. I'll pick them.
Next on our bracket, the 3, Tennessee, against the 14, Wright State.
Tennessee, yes, the Volunteers. Now, they were originally called the Tennesseemen, but that name fell out of favor for some reason. We here at NPR, however, still favor them in this matchup.
We have the 7, Nevada, against the 10, Texas, in the South region.
It's funny, they were both once part of Mexico, now they're both part of the United States, and now here they are at odds with one another once again. Who comes up with these contests, I would ask? I see Texas winning this game 72-85.
Yeah, and the selection committee is the answer to your question there. Who comes up with the contests?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, the next game is the 2, Cincinnati, the 2-seed, against the 15, Georgia State.
Cincinnati and the state of Georgia have a lot of history going all the way back to the early 1800s when Cincinnati became an important receiving point for fugitive slaves, many of whom were from Georgia. And many of their descendants would later return to Georgia and other points south in what came to be known as the Dixon-Mason path of retrospective inversion migration. And thus, I'll take Cincinnati.
Cincinnati is the pick from Elliot Feinberg of NPR SportsCash. We now move to the West region, and that's where we're joined by Paul Robin Pixner. Yes, Paul Robin Pixner.
I've been on the West.
You are on the West, yes, and your first matchup is Xavier against, who won this game last night? Was it Texas Southern or NCCU? I don't know
what you just said, but I am going to preview the game between one-ranked Egg Javier, and they're playing North Carolina Central University and Texas Southern.
No, not playing them both. That game actually is tonight.
Egg Javier is not playing tonight. According to my calculations, Egg Javier is playing in a couple nights against North Carolina Central University and Texas Southern. Now, normally, Keith, basket hoops is played with 5 players on a team on the field at one time. Egg Javier is so good, 10 players will be on the surface for North Carolina Central University and the Southerners from Texas, so Egg Javier will lose.
Again, those are 2 teams playing each other tonight, and never mind. The next game here, the 8 Missouri against the 9-seed Florida State, FSU.
Yes, Missouri playing the Seminole Tribe of Florida, who are known for the green corn dance. The tribe's best player is a chief known as Osceola, who rides an Appaloosa horse named Renegade, giving the Seminoles the advantage and the victory.
The 5-seed is Ohio State. The 12-seed, coached by T.J. Otzelberger, is South Dakota State, the Jackrabbits.
Yes. I am very well-versed in reading these bracket charts, as you call them, and I see SDSU playing 2 matches in the Western region. They will play the state of Ohio and the city of Houston. Clearly, the NAACP selection committee putting SDSU in a tough spot here, I have them losing both.
It's the NCAA selection committee, but let's move to the next game. Number 4, Gonzaga against UNC Greenville.
Yes. The Bulldogs have a quite sad history, Keith. Physical shortcomings, including cardiac and respiratory disease, hip dysplasia, cherry eye, and, of course, infected skin folds. I pick Greensboro.
UNC Greensboro over Gonzaga. The next game
is
the 6, Houston, which you've already mentioned the city of Houston, but this is the... this is the college, the University of Houston.
Yes, I've already mentioned that game. Houston will be just fine because SDSU is playing its second match of the day.
Well, in this game, Houston will be playing San Diego State.
Correct. San Diego State, two matches in one day, just too much.
The next game is number 3, Michigan, against the 14, Montana.
Ah, yes, Montana, the university there known as the school Carol O'Connor attended before portraying the lovable racist Archibald Bunker in the television program All in the Family. Our money is on the racist gun nut from Montana.
Number 7, Texas A&M, against number 10, Providence, in the West Region.
Yes, the Providence Frying Pans facing the Aggies of Texas Auntie M, founded by Clara Blandich, who played the aunt of Dorothy Gale in the motion picture Wizard of Oz. Ms. Blandich, of course, penning just before her death, quote, "I am now about to make the great adventure, moments before swallowing a bottle of sleeping pills and putting a plastic bag over her head in the actress's explosive final act. We take Texas Auntie M."
Number 2, North Carolina goes against the 15, Lipscomb. That's the final game here in our West Region.
Yes, and of course, as all sports fans know, Lipscomb, formerly known as the Nashville Bible School, will beat the tar out of North Carolina with a leather-bound King James Bible in an effort to, 1, win the basket hoop game, and 2, win the argument over the bathroom law. That game, of course, being played in Charlotte.
That is Paul Robin Pixner of the NPR Sportscast. We'll get back to him in just a moment. We're now moving to the East Regional, where we are rejoined by Elliot Feinberg, also of the NPR Sportscast. These two usually work together, but we're hearing their voices separately as they pick the entire bracket, the first round games, to get you started on a winning NCAA bracket pool sheet. Are you still with us there, Elliot Feinberg?
Yes, that's nice.
Okay, let's start with the first game in the East. That is the 1 seed Villanova against Radford.
Well, I think most of us know Radford College is one that was founded as a women's college to help train teachers for the vastly uneducated region of Appalachia. It's been celebrated time and again by the hill folk in their stories and the songs they sing while they're drinking bathtub gin and smoking crystals of methamphetamine while courting their teenage sisters. Radford is your pick.
The 16 seed is the pick against number 1, Villanova. That is quite an upset predicted here.
A higher number.
By?
Much higher.
Elliot Feinberg of the NPR Sportscast. 8 seed is Virginia Tech in the East. The 9 seed is Alabama. They will go head-to-head on March 15th. Who wins that game?
These are two of the more interesting teams in the tournament, Keith. What is a Hokie? Well, our research staff here uncovered this. A Hokie is a small, shriveled man with only one distended testicle who is part of legend in the hills of Western Virginia. Legend had it the Hokie would come down out of the hills at night and sneak in amongst the nursing piglets or lambs at their mother's teat. While a crimson tide is a rather crass term for what happens when someone with irritable bowels eats a lot of Thai red curry and it doesn't agree with him, this game is a tough one to pick, but I'll go with the Hokies just for old time's sake.
That's the kind of analysis you're not going to get everywhere, but you are getting from the NPR Sportscast. Number 5, West Virginia. And number 12, Murray State. Who do you like in this one, Elliot Feinberg?
I'm going to take West Virginia here because their coach, their manager of the basketball hoops team there, Robert Huggins, an eccentric, high-waisted fellow with a large jaw and a propensity for courtside flatulence that's known to be distracting to opponents. He's a bear of a man who was once cited for eating his entire dinner directly out of the Ryan Steakhouse buffet without ever using a plate or sitting down.
The 4 seed is Wichita State. The 13 is Marshall.
Ah, the Shockers and the Thundering Herd. Great names there. The Thundering Herd refers to the herds of buffalo, which were never, ever, at any time in history, living anywhere near West Virginia. And a Shocker refers to taking 3 of one's fingers with the ring finger folded into the palm, licking them with one's mouth, and then sticking them into an electrical socket where one is shocked into a brief high. I'll take Wichita State.
You had me holding my breath there for a moment, Elliot. That was an interesting pick. Let's get to the 6 seed Florida against 11 St. Bonaventure.
Florida. Florida, a state of whorehouses, carjackings, and general ill repute. St. Bonaventure, on the other hand, was a very devout Catholic of the Middle Ages. He once ate nothing but rats for a year to show God how sorry he was for drawing pictures of naked women. Whatever. Florida's the pick.
The 3 seed is Texas Tech against the 14, Stephen F. Austin.
Stephen F. Austin. Stephen Falstaff Austin. He was a cheesemaker's apprentice in Wythe County, Virginia, until his mentor caught him stirring the cream with his dirty foot. Then he was chased out of town and didn't stop running until he got to Texas, where he went right back to making cheese. You have to respect that sort of drive and pick them to win. Stephen F. Austin for us.
The 7 seed is Arkansas. The 10 seed is Butler. Who do you like between Arkansas and Butler?
I like Butler.
And
just a hunch.
Just a hunch. Just Butler. I like Butler. That was very simple by Elliot Feinberg of the NPR Sports Cash. The 2 is Purdue, and the 15, Cal State Fullerton.
The Titans, they call themselves in basketball hoops. In Greek mythology, though, the young Perseus defeated all sorts of titans, from the mighty Kraken to the wicked, ugliest sin of a whore, Medusa. But did he ever face a Boilermaker? We don't think so, and we're not sure we like the odds. We'll take Purdue.
Nicely done by Elliot Feinberg of the NPR Sports Cash as we move to our final bracket, the Midwest. We go to the Midwest region, and we are rejoined by Paul Robin Pixner.
Yes, I'm Paul Robin Pixner.
Yeah, Paul Robin, are you competitive at all with Elliot on this as to who gets the most right picks?
Of course, we play sporting games all day, every day here at the NPR Sportscast. That's what we do.
Let's start with Kansas, the 1 seed, and 16 seed Penn.
Yes, we here at NPR feel very sorry for the Jayhawks of Kansas because, unfortunately for them, they have to go up against the Quakers from Pennsylvania. Easy prediction, considering the Quakers have the superior Ivy League athletes. Quakers.
Quakers is the pick over the Jayhawks. The 8-9 is Seton Hall against NC State.
Yes, the Roman Catholic Pirates of Seton Hall against the team referred to as the Wolf Pack. After a pack of rabid wolves devoured all 13 members of the class of 1892, I expect the Wolf Pack to devour the 13 Pirates wearing basket hoop uniform.
The 5 is Clemson. The 12 is New Mexico State. And they will meet Friday.
I'm going to be honest. I did no research on this game. I have no record of this game. I did not see it in the bracket table. I apologize.
Would you like to just make a guess?
I will go. Who are the teams?
Clemson and New Mexico State.
I have Clemson advancing. Of course, the Clemson Wildcats. Moving on.
Clemson Tigers is the pick. Number 4, Auburn against the 13, Charleston.
Yes, I did my research on this game. Two teams from the Deep South will try to be on their best behavior. They're playing this game in San Diego. Auburn, Alabama, playing Charleston, South Carolina. Only one Confederate flag will wave in San Diego. It will be that of Auburn.
The 6 seed is TCU against either, who do we have in this, Arizona State or Syracuse?
Yes, the Texas Christians will beat the presumed heathens from Arizona State. The Sun Devils will win tonight in Dayton, Ohio. Arizona State winning one game, but not staying away from campus in Tempe for very long. Of course, we know their campus as a loose one, and they would rather not remain away from their scantily clad co-eds any longer. The Devils on the first flight home.
Number 3 is Michigan State. The 14 is Bucknell in the Midwest region.
We here at the NPR Sportscast no longer refer to Michigan State as a recognized American institution. Therefore, they are disqualified. Bucknell.
Bucknell is the pick. The 7 is Rhode Island. The 10 is Oklahoma. And the pick from Paul Robin Pixner of the NPR Sports Cash is which team and why?
Well, we're going with the University of Oklahoma, known as UO, because they're playing the smallest team in the nation. And as we know at the NPR Sportscast, it's not good to be small on a basketball court.
And the final game of the entire bracket here from the NPR Sports Cash duo of Paul Robin Pixner and Elliot Feinberg. This is Paul Robin Pixner making the final pick. It is the 2-seed Duke against the 15 Iona.
Yes, Duke, one of the most legendary schools, led by one of the most legendary coaches of all time, Mike Krzyzewski. And Duke will beat Iowa. Why? Because no one from the University of Iowa is even in the area. They haven't checked into any hotels, and they have no
Paul Robin. Sorry to interrupt, but it's Iona, not Iowa. Right. Duke and Iona.
Iowa has decided to get a jump start on spring studies. We here at the NPR Sportscast are just fine with that. Duke, moving on in basket hoops, though Iowa is clearly the standard in academic excellence over
Never mind. Paul Robin Pixner and Elliot Feinberg of the NPR Sportscast. It was revealing to talk to both of you, and we appreciate your time and whatever research you did for this.
But Keith and your listeners, we would invite you to stay tuned for a special All Things Considered, where we explore the basket side of basketball hoops and have a special interview with a blind Nepalese woman who weaves baskets out of dried strips of yak dung.
Throwdowns is
and
next.
Of course, Mr. Keith.
Yes.
We wish you a very pleasant fortnight and hope that you and your listeners fully enjoy the game of sports.
I should know to never talk until their famous sign-off. Thank you, NPR Sportscast. Throwdowns is next.